Luke 11:33. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. This seems like an obvious statement. A light is brought into a room for people, so they can see. Covering the light wouldn't make any sense. We hang lights from the ceiling or high on the wall so we can maximize their usefulness in dispelling darkness. Anyone who enters the room can see because of the light. Its impact is obvious. The reflected light of Christ in the life of a believer works in much the same way. This light may come in the form of godly actions or words or attitudes. It is likely to expose the reality within a given space, but it will also do much good. Stumbling blocks in front of us can be seen, therefore avoided. Dirt and dust are revealed, then often cleaned. Whatever exists in the space illuminated, good or bad, is now on display. Christ's light exposes sin, but it also makes it possible for us to see the way of salvation through Him. Luke 11:33. No man, when he hath lighted a candle, putteth it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light.